Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Before we get into the main show, which is a cracker, you're going to love it, just need to talk to you very quickly about something that I did on Sunday in Southend. We went to the Southend Anglo-Saxon Festival. Now, at first, I thought, right. Are we going to have to meet and protect the cenotaph? But no, nothing dodgy like that. It was just a celebration of kind of Saxon history and Vikings and stuff like that.
Right.
And what we did is you pay to go in this kind of enclosed area of Priory Park in Southend, and we were ushered into travelling back to, I don't know, like 400 AD and so on. So they had people making like bed sheets and quilts and suits of armour and all that kind of thing. And then the pièce de la résistance was a fight, like a reenactment fight between two people in this big kind of stone circle. And we had to like cheer them on and everything. And they had like swords and shields and everything. And it got me thinking, right? If you and I were combatants during that era, what would your go-to weapons be if you were an Anglo-Saxon back then?
I think that if I was back then, I still wouldn't be tall.
Okay.
You're tall. You've got reach.
Thank you.
I've not got that. What I've got is explosive power.
Brawn,
exactly.
Pure brawn.
So I think I would be, I don't know the name of the weapon,
okay,
but one of those things that's sort of like on the end of a chain and a ball with spikes on that someone hurls around. So my point is I've got one hit. And if I make it,
yeah,
you're down.
So are you talking cat o' nine tails or a flail? Is it called a flail?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You keep them entertained. I'm going to
this
Google
is a
image,
first.
Both of them.
Googling medieval weapons.
Cat o' nine.
A mace has an attached head at the end of it. I remember that from my Dungeons and Dragons days. Rolled a kind of a D8 damage, I think.
No, cat o' nine tails is a whip. I'm talking about something that's got like a metal ball with spikes on the end of it.
It's not one of these kinky weekends, all right? This is medieval combat, mate. Don't be bringing any of that stuff.
That is a whip. I'm not having a cat of nine tails.
Well, no one's going to have anything. No. It's just a suggestion. He's ruined it already.
I'm not going around whipping people.
Well, that's not what I've heard. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio. Bush and Richie here with Home Time on a Tuesday afternoon. What is that noise? Is there a problem with the microphone? I think there might be a problem with the mics.
I think I might have to turn this down.
What have you got there? What is that?
I have bought a USB fan.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's off now.
It's on a strap around your neck.
Yes. That's better, isn't it?
How much did one of them set you back?
This cost me £30.
£30.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's going to... It's too noisy for on air, isn't it?
It really is quite... What percentage have you got that on?
Well, that's on the lowest mode, 20%.
Crank it right up.
Okay. 40%. 50%.
Oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
80%.
I feel like I'm at Thorpe Park.
Now it's going to be on full whack.
That is incredible.
Isn't that great?
It's like a video of one of them A380s taking off.
Just turned it off now.
Wow.
This is, I tell you what's going on here. I just heard Alex in the news say rain is on the way. I tell you why rain's on the way, because I've just spent £30 on a USB fan for this heat.
Yes.
What do you think of this? I think this is fantastic.
I'm worried by the fact that you've got it around your neck.
Why?
Because if I saw you on the tube, I would be convinced that you were going to put a pack of tissues and ask me for some money.
This is amazing, right? Look at the versatility of this. Let me take my headphones off for a second. Look at the versatility of this. So I could wear it around my neck, but also, if I want, I could have it handheld.
You could, couldn't
you? If I was at a game of cricket, I could have it like in a breast pocket.
Yeah, tucked into your red cords
exactly,
or something.
Exactly, yeah. Or you can put it at 45 degrees, just have it sat on your desk while you're working away.
It really is very versatile, yeah, isn't it?
This is heat technology, my friend.
Do you know what, right? I had a mate at school called Simon Cavendish when I was growing up in Cuthbert, Maine in Torquay, and he was deaf. And back in the 80s, before all the brilliant technology they have now, the teacher used to wear a box.
I remember that.
Strapped round the neck, yeah, and then he would have one round his neck, and he'd be able to hear what's going on. Yeah. It looks a little bit like that.
It's quite big. It is quite big.
It's quite a chunky little number.
But you need it, yes. Anyone else, do you also have these USB fans to get you through the summer of 26?
Or you could just put it another way. Are you a 60-year-old plus dinner lady? Get in touch.
Defend me or discuss.
Someone called Not Instagram has sent me a direct message on Instagram that's really funny about what that fan is.
Yeah.
But I can't read it out on the show.
Oh, right.
And it would end our careers.
Yeah, right.
Mate, should we do it on the podcast?
Lovely. Yeah. Well, let's see how that goes. Stephen says, my workplace gave us all a fan to wear around our necks 2 weeks ago. It's very handy.
Can I just say mollycoddled? What are we doing to this nation? That's woke nonsense. Sarah's messaged us to say, this is great. So yours is 30 quid, right?
Mine was 30 quid, yeah.
She says, I spent £110 on a Shark FlexBreeze fan. It's portable, rechargeable, and is now part of my personality.
Now I've got fan envy.
There you go, go and get it. You need to upgrade.
Mark, you've got one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a handheld one. It's not one that goes around your neck, but yeah, I prop it up depending on which way in the bed I'm sleeping, and yeah, it just keeps me cool.
Okay, brilliant. And what do? You work in an office, see a receptionist, something like that? Or maybe in a flower shop?
No, I wish. No, so I drive a HGV.
Ooh. There you go. Now, all of a sudden, look at you. All right, you're happy to laugh at me, but Mr. HGV driver comes on with your USB fan. You've piped down.
Well, let's just say, Mark, you pull up to one of your friends' HGVs in a car park. Now, weird happening. You're just going for a chat. Would you hide your fan from another trucker so they didn't see it?
No, not really. I mean, I probably wouldn't stand there with it in my hand, but I certainly wouldn't hide it.
Okay, it's too much detail.
I guess in your cabs overnight, you wouldn't be without your HGV, you wouldn't be without your USB.
No, God, no. It's so warm in these trucks at night. I mean, it's 32 degrees now, and that's with the aircon on. It's ridiculous.
I feel like I'm on The Masked Singer, and I'm going to say, I think it's Michael Owen. It's Michael Owen. Good to speak to you, Mark. Stay out of trouble.
Take care.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Now all I'm getting is other people telling me about fans that are better than mine. Vicky in Northampton. My daughter has bought one of these Shark chill pills. It's got a cool plate, £129. It's epic. As a woman of a certain age, it is amazing.
It's called a Shark chill pill.
Yeah.
That is incredible, isn't it? What a thing. If you went outside in your fan with it round your neck and it was raining, would you get electrocuted? Would you be
all right? That's a good question. I'm not going to find out, to be honest.
Well, we're looking for some stuff to do tomorrow. Watch this space. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio. That's right, we are celebrating a Britpop summer on this radio station. We were talking about this on last night's show. Last year, just ahead of the Oasis gigs, they kicked off their Live in 25 tour. We played out when we were doing a show at a little pub down there in Cardiff. We played out a male voice Welsh choir singing Champagne Supernova, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No.
And that wasn't just the beer, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. So it got us thinking, this year for Britpop summer, let's do something a bit similar and put a unique twist on some Britpop anthems.
Spent a lot of time chatting about it on yesterday's show, and there were various genres of music that stood out. Probably about three as a bit of a cluster that people fancied us trying.
Yeah.
One, barbershop quartet.
Absolutely not.
despite the fact that a lot of people suggested it.
What would Liam think? I think that's the yardstick for this. What would Liam Gallagher think about that?
Classical music was suggested, yep. Quite classy.
Fair enough.
And also a lot of people suggesting sea shanties. Now, both of us were discussing this. I think a lot of people were suggesting that because they're thinking back to that video of a few years back of those lads on a night out with the really tight trousers doing sea shanties.
Wassailing,
yes.
Some Oasis songs.
That's it. And so they're wanting to see us like that, and we see what you're doing. No, it's not going to be that.
We've been doing this game for a little while now. We've been around the block a few times. We know what you're up to.
So, if you've been listening carefully there, and those were the three most popular suggestions, you will have worked out that we have decided that this year, for Britpop Summer, we're going to try and give some Britpop songs that classical treatment.
Now, both Richie and I have played different musical instruments at school. I played clarinet up to grade three.
Now, you may get you may want to laugh us out of the house, but I also was grade three for Royal School of Music for the cornet and grade five for the piano.
I do believe I've stood on Eastbourne Pier and watched you, or seafront and watched you play cornet for quite some time.
Yes.
During a filming we had to do a little while ago. So it's all going to be fine.
It's all going to be fine.
But the question is, what songs?
Yes. So if it's going to be a classical treatment, now that you know it's going to be that, have a think for your favourite Britpop bands, whether it is Oasis or Blur or Pulp or The Verve, so on, so forth. What songs would lend themselves to the Bush and Richie classical treatment?
Now, this has been the story of the past 24, 48 hours. most of you are trying to help here and doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Some people are mucking about. Danielle and Alan from Southport say, what about a classical version of S Club 7's Reach for the Skies? Love the show. Well, that's a bit late, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
No, it's not. This text says, how about giving Motorhead Ace of Spades? Oh. The classic treatment, just a thought. That's not Britpop in a million years.
Someone take that mobile phone, that burner phone, off Leona. Bryony in Cambridge says, good evening, boys. I would love you to do a classical rendition of Firestarter by The Prodigy. I think it would be perfect given your musical accomplishments.
At least someone's finally giving us the respect needed.
Thank you.
Mickey in Nottinghamshire says, Shed 7, Chasing Rainbows. That sounds fantastic.
No, that would sound fantastic. Yes. These would sound fantastic. The only issue is we kind of max out at grade 3 clarinet and...
grade 5 piano?
I do. I play guitar as well, so...
Well, there we go. Classical guitar.
Okay, so we've got the... Do we have the building blocks of being able to make this work?
We've got a grand piano in the building.
Well, there you go. What could possibly go wrong?
Let's have a jam later.
Watch this space.
Absolute Radio, the daily takeaway.
Now, here's a really interesting thing. Like I said earlier on, a lot of us were probably unaware of this and just been going about our daily business today. But were you aware that it is, in fact, International Owl Awareness Day today? International Owl Awareness Day is an annual event that's recognised across the world in celebration of our feathery friends. Its main intention is to spread awareness about these majestic creatures. And it suggests on their website some stuff you can do today. It's a little bit, I mean, it's, what is it? It's 6:10. It's a bit late, but...
Well...
You could read storybooks related to owls. We can do that on the train home. Mm. Take a nighttime walk and go owl spotting, or build an owl nesting box for your garden. But first check its suitability, they say. But with all this in mind, I just wanted to ask a genuine question about Owl International Owl Awareness Day. When was the last time you saw an owl? When was the last time you set eyes on an actual owl?
Bizarrely, I can be very specific about that.
Oh, really?
That was on my wedding day.
Oh, given the fact that you guys have got a dog now, I thought you might have seen one out walking around. But how long have you been married, you and Natalie?
Don't ask a question like that suddenly.
Surely you know the date and everything.
A while.
Okay. So that was the last time you set eyes on an owl?
Yeah.
And what was the... Sorry, what was that, like a friend of hers? Or what was it doing at the wedding?
It delivered the rings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It swooped down the aisle.
And whose idea was that?
Natalie's.
Was it?
Yeah.
And were you... who did it go to? Like, was it go to its handle or did it go to you to give you the ring?
It went to Charlie, my son, who was... What do you call the lad? He's not a bridesmaid. He's a...
He's the...
Cracker. Page boy. Yeah.
That's brave of Charlie as well, because they've got big clawy...
Well, like, he had to have like a one of those sort of gloves holding a dead mouse.
That's what a lovely augury for the relationship itself.
So that's the last time I saw an owl.
What kind of owl was it? Like
white.
Was it a white owl?
Mm-hmm.
Also, as well, because did it do the head 360 thing?
It's very focused on the dead rat. But they're fascinating because did you realise their face is concave? It's basically built like a satellite dish so that they can, like, receive radar.
I don't know whether they need to do the head 360 thing.
No, things. It's over the
top. Just turn around. It's performative.
That's what they are.
Last time you saw an owl. Jay says, last week, crossing Cumbria and Northumberland from Carlisle to Newcastle on the A69. Didn't realise they drove.
When did you last see an owl?
I can't remember.
Have you ever seen one?
Maybe I've not even seen one in real life.
Unbelievable.
My idea of owls is just things I've seen on the internet. Last time you've seen an owl, please. What an end of the show this is going to be.
Quite heavy as well.
Are they? Oh, I thought it was all feathers.
No.
And the rest of it's just like rattly bone.
Heavy boned.
Did you get to pick it up?
Yes.
You took it home?
Karen in Dorchester says, do you know what the most common owl is in the UK? Probably something that we should be aware of on International Owl Awareness Day.
Yeah, what is it?
She says it is the teat owl.
Okay. This is not how this is going to pan out in the final hour, okay?
Don't blame Karen, not me.
We want to respect International Owl Awareness Day. If they catch on with this, they'll be absolutely furious. Graham says he's literally seen an owl about an hour ago driving home. and it's the first time he's seen one in years.
I thought they're nocturnal.
Well, they're out and about as we speak.
Confirmation here from somebody that owls are nocturnal. They say, Bush and Richie, you might need to pack a midnight feast, an infrared binoculars or camera. Ooh. Unlike seagulls, though, your midnight feast should be safe.
Seagulls are just ruffians, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
I think someone texted in earlier on to say they saw an owl driving home. I think a comma in that statement would have made a lot of difference. Saved us a lot of time. Alex says, hey guys, question for you about owls. How many owls do you have to see in a day before you feel like something creepy or strange is going on? For me, it's three. So I've never been asked a question like that before.
I've never been asked that either, but a gut reaction would be two. If I saw one, I'd be like, oh, wow, an owl. If I saw two, then I'd be like, hold up.
But I was saying earlier on, I've not seen an owl. Maybe I've never seen an owl, ever, live. I've never seen an owl live.
We need to take you to a wild owl sanctuary.
Wouldn't that be an incredible thing to do on this radio show?
Yeah, I should do that.
Leon Solent says... Oh, no. Bex from Leon Solent.
Right.
Says
Lee's on the Solent, he's on the boat.
Lee Delamere's been on. Right, Beck says, I see owls most days in the high street I work in. We have a local owl man who comes to the high street in his mobility scooter with his owls on the handlebars. He turns a lot of heads. Sounds like I want to visit Leon Solent. Sounds pretty good down there.
And then this, I last saw an owl on May the 7th this year. It's very specific.
Very specific.
It flew into my van while I was driving home. The poor thing landed in my lap, stunned.
Oh, wow.
I sat with it for about an hour, then it woke up, hooted, and flew off into the trees.
I feel like their relationship, and I don't mean that in a weird way, is not over.
No.
The owl's going to come back and help them at some point.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Well, that is it for today's Daily Takeaway podcast. I would just like to make very clear that the weapon I was talking about at the beginning of this episode...
The weapon I was talking about...
was a flail.
Oh, yeah.
Not a cat of nine tails, not a whip. That's what you were trying to do.
I wasn't trying to put anything in your mouth.
you were trying to position me as some kind of Saxon deviant.
All I will say is this. Your Google search history on that work computer must be incredible.